USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will be back presenting their impeachment case against President Trump in the Senate today. The seven Democrats acting as impeachment managers began their opening statements yesterday in the trial that accuses the president of abusing the power of the presidency and obstruction of Congress. Democrats claiming high crimes and misdemeanors, but Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grossman says, in fact, it's just all politics.
It's really a political impeachment. I think it's designed to muddy up President Trump, prevent him from doing what he should do, and that's unfortunate.
Three firefighters from the U.S. are dead after their air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires in Australia. The plane went down earlier today in a rural area of New South Wales, and there were no survivors, and there's no word on what may have caused the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
China issues a travel ban for all residents of the city of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that's killed 17 people. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market, which has since closed.
Seattle police are looking for suspects after a shooting killed a woman and injured seven other people. It happened last night near the famed Pike Place Market and grew out of an argument involving several people. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal regulators are proposing new rules to restrict what animals air travelers can bring on board planes with them. The Department of Transportation proposing that airlines must only allow specially trained service dogs into the cabin at no charge. That means airlines could put an end to so-called emotional support animals, including untrained dogs and cats and pigs and peacocks and other creatures. Flight attendants have been among the groups pushing for a reining in of support animals, despite pleas from people who say they help control anxiety and other issues while traveling. Climate activist Greta Thunberg is expected to keep a low profile today at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. The 17-year-old delivered a speech at the summit in Davos earlier this week, urging world leaders to end all fossil fuel investment. American Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sharply criticizing Thunberg at a press briefing. He said that she should get an economics degree before making calls about fossil fuel divestments. And scientists are today to update the so-called doomsday clock. The nonprofit bulletin of the atomic scientists decides every January whether events of the past year have pushed the world closer or further from destruction. It's been at 2 minutes to midnight for the past 2 years. The closer to midnight, the more danger they say civilization faces. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.